Hey everyone, this is Gina Barton. I know, it's been a while since season 3 of Unsolved ended. I just wanted to give you a quick update about what's been going on. As I'm sure a lot of you know, this show is just one part of my job as a reporter. So, as you can imagine, when the pandemic hit, almost everyone I know, including me, was covering that full time. After that, I got a new job at USA Today. And it has taken some time to get up to speed there. But I'm happy to report that I'm working on a new investigation about missing children of color. And the case of one of those missing children is going to be the focus of season 4 of Unsolved. In the meantime, I recently talked about that project and about Alexis Patterson, the missing child whose case we're going to look at in season 4, on USA Today's 5 Things podcast. So I wanted to share that clip with you guys. Here you go.
We're working on an investigation of racial disparities in the cases of missing children. And it started 20 years ago with the differences in the investigations between Elizabeth Smart in Salt Lake City and Alexis Patterson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So the first story is about those two cases. And then from there, we're looking for readers and audience members to send us tips. We're also going to be able to get information from police departments about their investigations, and we're going to analyze it to try and figure out a reason for these racial disparities. The differences in the investigations between Alexis Patterson and Elizabeth Smart came up almost immediately after Elizabeth disappeared. She disappeared about a month after Alexis. And it was one of the first times that the national media took serious notice of the disparities. 2 years after that, the journalist Gwen Ifill coined the term missing white woman syndrome. And that's, of course, the concept that the media latches onto the stories of beautiful, young, blue-eyed, blonde women when they go missing, and not as much with other people, and particularly with Black women in similar circumstances. I think that it's pretty clear that there are racial disparities when white children go missing versus Black children. What we're really trying to figure out is why. And we're hoping that people who have had experience with missing Black children and disparities in their cases, whether it's parents, law enforcement, advocates, we're hoping that they will get in touch with us and let us know if there are particular cases we should examine.
So that's what we're working on, and you can look forward to hearing more about Alexis Patterson next season. If you believe you have experienced unfair treatment when reporting a child missing, or if you know of a case you think we should look into, you can give me a call at 262-757-8640 or email me gbarton@gannett.com.